similar to the corn dodger or corn bread.
But mush is not really the same as grits, is it?
No.
Grits
it's used very much the same way. When it's hot and steamy with ham and red-eye gravy.
Mm-hmm.
Red-eye gravy is made from the drippings from frying country hams, truly home-cured country ham, like they did in the smokehouses. And you use the amount of drippings for the gravy, amount of gravy that you wished to make. And you left that in the pan, and you took half a cup, perhaps, of coffee and poured it over into that, and that was the secret for the red eye.
Oh, is that right? I never knew
that. That's the way you make red eye gravy.
And
then add
coffee.
Water. Mm-hmm. And the aroma is just wonderful.
It is magnificent. But if you're not accustomed to it, it tends to make your hair stand up straight.
Yes, it does. And they serve that over the mush.
I see.
It made a very wonderful dish.
Did you ever hear a term similar to mush called kush?
Yes,
What is it? Is that the same
thing? It's similar. It's the very same thing. Kush and mush.
Is your impression that, who would say kush and who would say mush?
Well, we called it mush.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't know where the term kush came from. Isn't it Germanic in origin, kush?
Well, my experience is that I associate it with Negroes.
With
it seems
Negro.
To be a Negro term.
Well, I've never heard it.
Mm-hmm.
It probably is.
It seems to be the same thing, but
their terminology for the same thing.
Particularly, it seems to me that the plantation Negro is likely to know the term kush.
As kush.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned, you talked about light bread. When you first went to town to buy bread, what would that be called?
Light bread.
Loaf
bread. A loaf of bread.
A loaf bread. If you made the bread at home, it would be homemade bread, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you went to the store for it, you would say, well, this isn't homemade, this is...
Store-bought.
Store-bought bread. I see.
We were very used to that term in my father's store because we all worked in the store.
I would like to have a lot of questions on the on the store. I would...
Well, we had everything.
Fascinating experiences.
It was. We had everything. Daddy stocked everything because the farmers came, and the term there is he carried them for the year. In other words, all their supplies went on my father's books. And at the end of the year, they made two settlements a year, in the spring and in the fall. And the reason they made a settlement in the spring when they came to make their financial arrangements for their crop until harvest time. And usually that term is we're out for cotton picking because when I was a child, the staple crop was cotton and corn were the two staple crops of the area. We had some cattle farming and some tree farming, but not to the extent that it has been the last 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we had all the feed that you can imagine for cattle and horses and hogs and all the small hardware in that store that they would need in construction.